Welcome to the HR Happy Hour Show on Alexa. My name's Steve Bowes. Today, I want to talk about open office plans and how they don't always create the kinds of collaborations, connections, and improved productivity among workers that their designers usually think they will. Recently, in a study by two Harvard researchers that was published in the journal Philosophical Transactions of the Royal Society, and of course, I know you subscribe to the Philosophical Transactions of the Royal Society. But in this study, the Harvard researchers followed two anonymous Fortune 500 companies who were making a transition between, say, a traditional type of office setup, offices, cubicles, that kind of thing, and transitioning to the classic open plan environment. Long rows of tables and chairs, people out in the open, everybody kind of seeing each other while they're working. And they followed these two companies as they made this transition in their office space to try to find out, well, what happened to interaction between employees? What happened to collaboration? And finally, what happened to productivity? And the study was novel because the researchers worked with these two organizations and collected information in two parts. First, for several weeks before the switch to the open office plan and the renovation, and then the second, for many weeks after the employees had switched to the open office plan. And what did these researchers find about what happened to work and workers in these organizations once they shifted from traditional office design to so-called open plan office design? I'll read straight from the research report. In two intervention-based field studies of corporate headquarters transitioning to more open office spaces, we empirically examined, using digital data from advanced wearable devices and from electronic communication servers, the effect of open office architectures on employees' face-to-face, email, and instant messaging interaction patterns. Contrary to common belief, the volume of face-to-face interaction decreased significantly, approximately 70% in both cases, with an associated increase in electronic interaction. In short, rather than prompting increasingly vibrant face-to-face collaboration, open architecture appeared to trigger a natural human response to socially withdraw from office mates and interact instead over email and instant messaging. This is, I think, kind of an amazing finding, right? Moving to an open office plan where everyone can see each other, everyone can kind of have a feel for what other people are doing. When you're within almost touching distance of each other, you would think by nature, right, it would foster and encourage more interaction, more people talking to each other, more collaboration of a face-to-face nature. And these researchers found it did almost the exact opposite. Our desire for privacy, our desire to not be kind of looked at all the time, led people to retreat. They put headphones on all the time. They made themselves appear to be extremely busy and kind of in that do not disturb mode all the time. And ironically enough, they began emailing and instant messaging each other much more than they had before when they were, say, in offices or cubicles. And not just the methods of interaction and communication changed as well. In at least one of the organizations studied in the research, productivity declined as well. One of the company's executives reported to the researchers qualitatively that productivity, as defined by the metrics used by their internal performance management system, had declined after the redesign to an open office architecture. And that's not too surprising. Once people started to rely on electronic communications more and more, and less on face-to-face interactions, productivity fell as well. But it is surprising that the move to a more open, transparent kind of office plan prompted this kind of substitution in communication patterns. Finally, I'll leave you with some more quotes from the paper's conclusion. Many organizations, like the ones studied in this research, look to transform their office space into more open architectures with the intention to create more face-to-face interaction, more collaboration, and a more vibrant work environment. But what they often get, as pointed out by this research, is an open expanse of employees choosing to isolate themselves as best they can, wearing those headphones, looking busy. Many recent studies have also pointed out the self-reported dissatisfaction of employees that they have with these open office spaces. But this research is interesting because it was really the first that we can find that looked into, well, what actually happened beyond employees feeling dissatisfied? What happened with communication? What happened with face-to-face interaction? What happened to productivity? It's a really cautionary tale for organizations who are either brought up in this open office plan environment or looking to transform into an office open office plan environment. You may not always get what you hoped for. That's it from the HR Happy Hour Show on Alexa. To hear full episodes of the HR Happy Hour Show, go to Apple Podcasts, Stitcher Radio, Google Podcasts, or your favorite podcast app. Just search for HR Happy Hour. And to learn more, go to www.h3hr.com.